So this is what you do the first time we're back together as a family, Vampire Book Club.
Warning, this podcast, Vampire Book Club, will contain spoilers from The Vampire Diaries, The Originals, and Legacies. In today's podcast, we're going to be discussing Klaus and Damon. Who is your favorite of the two? Before we get started, if you guys want to check out my links and support my social media or join my Patreon, go ahead. Members of my Patreon will be getting shout-outs, and I will be giving 2 free guest spots away each month to be on my podcast, and that is just for $1 a month. If you have been hesitating to make your own podcast, go ahead and check out the link. Use my referral link in the description below to start your very own podcast. Good luck to you all. Thank you for listening. Here we go. Hey, everyone. Welcome to my podcast, Vampire Book Club, a TVDU podcast. I have my friend Erin here with me.
Hello, I'm back again.
And we are gonna talk about Damon versus Klaus.
Those are the two best men in the whole show. Now, last time I was all team Damon because he was up against Stefan.
I don't even think they're the two best men. I couldn't even pick between that. The best man is Klaus, but I don't know who the second one is.
It's Damon.
Maybe Elijah.
See, like, I like that we're doing Klaus versus Damon because I love them both, and they're both like those morally gray men that, you know, have that soft spot for that one girl, but they'll just fucking eviscerate everyone else. So let's see.
Yeah, I like that. That's fun.
Who's the better man?
Well, I don't know. But
is that where we're going with this? What are we actually trying to see?
Really.
Who's the worst man? Who's the deadliest man?
Who's just Klaus versus Damon? Who's better, I guess, but like, who's better? There's so many categories that can define who's better.
Yeah, true. I feel like Klaus, even though like I love Klaus, he always stayed the bad guy no matter what. He was always the bit because he was still fucking tearing.
I mean, he had good moments,
but he was tearing like, people apart till the bitter end. Like,
He's definitely all about power. He's power hungry, where like Damon has friends and Klaus has nobody.
Damon has friends. Damon has people that he cares about. You know, everything was for, you know, Elena in the end. But kind of Elena was almost his humanity, where Klaus didn't really have that.
Yeah, Klaus. I mean, I would say in the end, Klaus had that with Hope.
Yeah, that was like the one thing, but I don't think he got that the way that Damon did. Like Damon.
No, but I honestly think that ruined Damon's character, that he was all about Elena.
Yeah, because he then tried to be like, okay, I have to behave. I have to be this good man. I can't just go ripping people's heads off.
I like that they're both very deeply, they have like the same core wounds. They both have abandonment issues from their mommy and their daddy. And one of them has like another dad that he's got abandonment issues from too.
Yeah. And even, you know, obviously Klaus had more brothers and sisters than, you know, Damon did, but I think they have that same wound as well, where they're just like, don't trust, and they feel like they're gonna get screwed over. And
I feel like Damon trusts the people that are in his circle, where Klaus doesn't trust anybody.
Klaus doesn't trust anybody. Like, he had his whole family locked up in caskets for how long?
I know, for centuries, decades.
Hey, if you're dead, you can't fuck me over.
What does he say? He says like it's something about them, like they.
It's definitely about holding power over them.
He definitely is a power struggle.
Yeah, no, him like not killing them, just like keeping them on ice, was a total power play. Like, it made him feel power, like he had the power over all of them.
Totally. And he said, like, even like when the first episode of Originals, he's like, I created Marcel and he's in my image and he bettered me and he fucking can't allow that to happen. He's like, every king needs an heir. And then he's like, we're doing this. We're taking over it, taking it back. I love the power dynamic that he's like super paranoid of everybody. Damon is like definitely like he's funnier. They're both super funny, but Damon is like a different kind of funny.
Yeah.
Klaus is like a more serious, calculated, sadistic asshole.
Oh yeah. He's like sadistic funny when you're just like, oh my.
I love when he yells, Rebecca! I can't do it, and I'm gonna fucking try to do it when I I love
Rebecca.
it. So I feel like Klaus is the only person that Damon doesn't have a fucking nickname for. I was trying to
Really?
find one and I couldn't. And like some people are saying, like, because he's talking to his brother and he's like, "You're lying, mama, killing dagger happy brother." But I don't think that's a nickname to him.
He does have a nickname for everyone, though. Like, he'll just not call them by their
Bon
names.
Bon.
He'll fucking call them something else. I love
That's a
that
good one.
one.
I love that he comes up with nicknames for everybody. That like makes him feel like a people person for sure. Love how we're both just drinking coffee
Yeah.
over here.
All day, every
Fun,
day.
fun. We're old now.
I've
So I love this.
been doing this since my mid-20s.
Yeah.
Now, I feel like no one could ever really change Klaus or make him do anything because, like, he cared about them. I feel like it was always whatever
With
his.
the exception of Hope. I think that's why he like ultimately ended his life.
Yeah, but like aside from that, I'm
Okay,
talking about like the adult like
romantic intrigue.
characters, because yeah, no matter what like his end game was, there wasn't going to be anything that got in the way with it. Like Caroline was not going to get him to be like the good man or embrace humanity or anything, but Damon, Elena definitely did that for him. And I feel like if we're talking in sense of like evil, sadistic, murderous, I definitely think probably Klaus takes the cake on that one.
Yeah, no, he definitely. I mean, they. And you know what I love about
No?
them both? No, what I'm saying is, you know what I love about them both, though, is that they actually enjoy being a vampire and probably got better and stronger once they became a vampire because they were both like insecure humans. Klaus is still insecure.
They were.
But like, and they're still both. I think they're both still insecure, but I think that Klaus is more.
Then he wants power and vengeance, and he wants to make everyone pay for every betrayal they've ever done against him.
He's very calculated. He's very strategic and he
Oh,
knows exactly what to do.
he's so
And Damon's
hot.
smart like that too. And but I would say Damon's more attractive, but Klaus's character, like in character, is more attractive for me. But the actors themselves.
So if I, yeah, if I was to look at a picture side by side, I would definitely say that Damon's more attractive than Klaus. But once they're in character, Klaus's the how sadistic and evil, and let's not even say morally gray. This man is morally black, and it's just, yes.
He's very dark. I love when he says, "Never underestimate the allure of darkness, Stefan." And like, even the purest of hearts are drawn to it. And he's talking about Damon and Elena, but it's actually but Caroline's standing there, like taking it about her and him. And I love that. Like this, they have the good girl, bad boy dynamic.
Oh, I always wanted him to end up with her. I'm mad that that never happened.
Me too. I'm glad like they got like before he dies though. They did you watch the season 5 of the Originals?
I don't even remember. It's been so
All
many years. I don't
right.
even remember.
Okay. Well, I'm just gonna give you a spoiler. I'm sorry. There's spoilers on the podcast.
I love spoilers. I love spoilers.
Maybe you saw it, maybe you didn't.
Because these shows were what, almost 20, almost t like 10 y years ago, probably, or close to it.
Well, the Vampire Diaries came out in 2009. The original
Yeah, that was 14
came
years
out
ago.
in 2013, I think,
12?
11 years ago.
Okay. Yeah, so it's been a while.
Yeah. It has. And then I think 2018 is when Legacies came out. But anyways, in season five.
I haven't watched that one. I don't know. I wasn't ever like drawn to it.
Yeah, I needed to know where the characters ended up. So I needed to watch it. And then I liked it after I watched it the second time. It was better. And then I watched it for a third time.
Yeah. But like Elena and Damon and they're not in it, right?
They're not, but they are mentioned a lot.
They're mentioned, but they're not in it.
Damon's not in it. Klaus is in one episode. Caroline's in one episode. They're in the same episode. And then Rebecca makes a couple appearances, and Freya and Marcel makes like one, I think. Jeremy, Matt Donovan. Alaric's in it a lot. And Dorian. I think that's his name, and when I'm saying it, I don't know if it is. He's the guy who works for Rick when he's in like the Vampire Diaries.
Okay.
He ends up working for him like at the school.
Okay.
So
yeah, not enough for me to be like, yeah, I want to watch it.
I like Hope, and Aurora comes back too, and I love the Aurora Hope scenes. But anyways, I'm going to say my point about Caroline in the fifth season. She comes in the fifth season. Did you see her? Did you see her in Originals at all? Do you remember?
Yes, yes, I remember seeing her.
Okay, in the Originals, at the very last episode, like, they get their final kiss. She's like, you're not the villain in my story. That was a different episode, but there's just, like, so many good moments with them, and I loved it. And
no, they had a lot of great moments. That's why I feel like
no,
but the writers just kind of...
I was very happy. Time. If they couldn't get together, I'll take it.
They just like kind of kept that hope alive for us as the viewers, like, because they just sometimes they were far and few between, but they had their moments when you're like, is it gonna happen? And it didn't happen. It was just like they dangled this piece of cheese on a string in front of us for the close and the Caroline that never actually happened.
And so I guess the writers were planning to put Klaus and Caroline together, like in Paris somewhere or something. And then they were like, we couldn't do that because it was disrespectful to Stefan. And I was pissed because Stefan didn't even get over Elena and was like married to Caroline. That shit should have never even happened.
And also, if they had given them like a happily ever after, I don't think the Originals really could have happened how it did.
No, but I don't think they needed it to happen how it did. I don't think Klaus and Elijah needed to die for Hope. Give me a fucking break.
Yeah, but it was, everyone wanted Hope, and I think it was just like, there had to be this huge sacrifice for her.
Well, it didn't have, Elijah did it because he was pathetic and had no other purpose. He did it with Klaus. No offense, I love Elijah, don't get me wrong. But he was just like, and I also think it had something to do with Haley as well being there.
So I think Klaus having to die, and from the moment that he was introduced originally in the Vampire Diaries, it was always Klaus was out for himself, like, no one can take me down. Like, it was always very much about him most of the time. Until, of course, like, Hope came into the thing. And I feel it was just a very, something that just came around to a full circle from the person that we originally met to what happened to him in the end, about him caring so much about this other person that he let himself go. And he wasn't thinking of himself in order to, like, and make sure she was safe.
Yeah. I don't even know what you just said. I'm sorry.
So pretty much, if you think back, like, when Klaus first came introduced, he's like, oh, I need Elena, like, her blood or whatever it was. Like, it's all about me. Klaus is like, me. But in the end, it wasn't about him. And that just, it was just, I think the character development that it had showed in the end was very poetic in a way.
I don't think he changed per se. Like, I think Damon changed.
I wouldn't say changed.
But I think he did what he needed to do. Like, he stayed away from Hope in a lot of situations,
because he knew that he was more harmful to her than to actually be in her life. And that's sad, but it is what it is.
Well, I mean, when your name is Klaus Michelson, you make a lot of enemies.
You sure fucking do. But, like, that's part of his paranoia. And Damon doesn't have enemies. Like, he's not, like, a power-hungry. Whatever he's doing is to protect his brother or to protect Elena. And that's it. Whenever he's...
All his enemies are like, oh, gosh darn it, Damon, not again. You silly rascal.
And Damon doesn't give a fuck either. He's not... Klaus is afraid. Damon isn't. Klaus is afraid of Michael. Klaus is afraid of whenever there's a weapon that can kill him.
Yep.
He has... Damon sits there and talks shit to Klaus the whole time. Doesn't give one single fuck. No one...
Yeah, no, I'm definitely gonna...
Like, I made a list of things you suck at. One, finding Catherine Pierce ever. Two, covering up your secret phone conversations with that little backstabber bitch, Haley, or whatever he says. But it was just like, he doesn't care. And anybody else, I feel like Klaus would have killed.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely going to start a rewatch. And Alex is thinking about while watching it, too. So I'm just so excited for Damon, because Damon is just so funny. He was...
I know. Camden loves Damon. Camden thinks that he's really... That's his favorite. He's funny. That's why.
So when I watched this show, I was in my early 20s and stuff, still pretty naive. So I'm really excited to rewatch it and see the difference that I see now versus then.
I was like 18 when it came out. And I felt very different. But also the same about some things. I only watched the first.
Yeah. I think I first started watching it in like 2012.
Okay.
I was pregnant with Alex, or I just like had her. And then like a year or two after that, the originals had come out. So yeah. It's so weird seeing them. I said, it's so weird seeing them in, like, in the season one, because...
Dude, it is. They're like, all of their characters have pretty much grown since then. Yeah,
because Bonnie's like, my grandmother thinks I'm psychic, because I guess our family is from Salem. It's like, bitch, you got no idea. Just you wait.
I know, and she's, like, talking about her grandmother being an alcoholic. And she lives with her dad, but at first I like, as the season goes on, it's like almost like she lives with her grandmother, but she doesn't. It's just like,
yeah,
until she dies she's like closer to her.
Didn't like Damon kill her dad or something like that?
No, Silas did.
Okay.
Silas was in Stefan's body, like Stefan and him, they're doppelgangers.
Yeah,
so they're both like really manipulative, though.
Yeah.
They're really good at getting what they want or need.
Who plays it the best? I feel like Klaus plays it the best. Like,
what do you mean?
I just feel that Klaus can play the long game the best. Like, he has, like, we were talking about, like, with Scott the other day, like, the villain that plays the long game and it like makes all these players on the board, and he has a plan for everything. He's just going to do this one little action, and then he can see what's good, the next five actions after that, and make it to what he wants.
Yeah, he's good at playing chess. Damon's definitely more spontaneous and sporadic.
Yeah. But.
And doesn't think everything all the way through.
Klaus is most.
But it works out for him.
Most of the time, Klaus is like five steps ahead.
Like Catherine. Catherine's a little bit ahead of him.
Well, Catherine had that self perseverance more than anyone.
She's Catherine Pierce. She's a survivor.
Yeah. She's Catherine Pierce. I hated her. I did not like her.
I love her so much with every fiber of my being.
I hated her.
I love all the mean girls. I love Caroline, Rebecca, and Catherine. How do you feel about Caroline?
She's like a Stefan for me. Doesn't.
Oh, I agree.
She doesn't excite me. Like, I loved it when she became a vampire because you kind of got, like, a little bit of more action from her. But once she, like, settled down into her role, she was just still, like...
Honestly, I would love to hate her, but I am her. So I can't. I'm super, like, the first episode, I think it is, and she's like, I try so hard, and I'm never the one. And, like, that's, like, so relatable for me.
I don't know who I would be.
I don't either, honestly. I'm feeling, like, strong Bonnie vibes, honestly.
That's what I wanted to say, but I wasn't sure.
No, I definitely would say probably Bonnie. You're not whiny like Elena.
I hate whiny.
Me too. And they both, like, used, like, murder to cope. Both Damon and Klaus, and I love that.
These are men we should hate. Like
I know. What the hell's wrong with us?
I don't know. Like, Stefan and Matt, those should be, like, the ones that I'm like, oh my god, and I'm like, ew, no.
Gross. Exactly. I like Stefan sometimes. I like bad. I like when he's, like, off the wagon, Stefan. But
no, Stefan's just like Edward Cullen. Like, I'm just like, maybe not as dramatic, but I'm just like, oh my god, do you know how many years it took me to actually watch Twilight? Because I was just so turned off by, like,
I honestly read the books, and the books are way better. First, I love the books way more than the movies. They just don't do the so the books for, like, the Vampire Diaries are nothing.
Yeah, like, well, they never are.
They take on their own life of their own when they become a TV show. But yeah. So, like, even the characters don't look like the book characters. Like,
so when you have, like, the, I feel like when you have the fantasy books, they never measure up to the TV show or, like, the movie. But when you have something like Fifty Shades of Grey, that a little more, that's not as bad because you're like, oh, okay, it's, but, like, they just don't look the same. Because, and Game of Thrones, Daenerys was to have, like, purple eyes, and she didn't have purple eyes. They just kind of change.
I haven't watched that. I try so hard, but I can't get into it.
Oh my god, what?
You tried watching it with me, you don't remember?
Oh, I remember.
Yeah. But yeah, it's just not for me. But I hear things about it. I don't know. But anyways.
Well, it was an HBO show, so you're just gonna get pissed off at the end, so you know.
I know.
Maybe not get involved. Fuck. So fucked up.
I like how Klaus is, like, referred to as the big bad wolf. And in one episode, he's Damon. He's like, woohoo. He's like, big bad vampire out here. When like, Elena first turns into a vampire. And he's trying to get her out of the thing with Stefan and Rebecca.
I was so happy when she became a vampire.
I wasn't.
No, because once she became a vampire, she wasn't so Miss Goody Two Shoes.
Yeah, she kind of was, though. She just turned her humanity got shut off for a minute, but then she was, like, back to annoying ass Elena.
Like, I feel like she still wanted them to do good, but she wasn't, like, she was more understanding.
Yeah, she was always understanding, and that kind of follows. Okay, so there's, like, this one scene with Klaus and Damon, and they're, like, Damon is compelled by Cole to kill Jeremy.
I think I remember that.
And he's like, Basically, like, Damon's not trying to have Jeremy kill Elena, so he wasn't doing his job the way he was supposed to, like training Jeremy how to be a vampire hunter. And he's like, ah, like, how is it that she manages to look over every horrific thing you've done? And you realize, like, Damon realizes in that he's like, oh, he's asking, this is a personal question. Okay, so Klaus and Damon is compelled by Cole to kill Jeremy. This is in season four, pretty sure, when Elena is a vampire now and they're like in a relationship. Or, and they're about to find the cure. And he's like, or they just, like, she's not in a relationship, but she has feelings and they find out it's because of the Sire Bond. And basically, like, Klaus is asking, like, why does she forgive you? Like, what do you say to her? And then he's like, oh, I think this is about a certain blonde little vampire. You just killed, because he just killed Tyler's mom. And she's like, you're afraid that he, Damon's like, you're afraid he's never gonna, she's never gonna forgive you, are you? Like, they both care, like, what people that, like, see the good in them. They care about them.
I feel like Damon showed it more though. Maybe they were the same. I like maybe they were the same, but I feel like Damon shared that he cared what people thought more than Klaus did.
Yeah, I think that Damon's obsessive traits come out more. Klaus is also obsessive, but in different ways, where he's like more of a control freak, honestly. But Damon's just obsessive over girls. Like, I'm just a.
Yeah, I mean, if I had to pick one, one of them to be obsessed with me, I think Damon would be my guy.
See, for me, I need a guy who's gonna tell me that he would wait as long as it took for me. He's your first love. I intend to be your last, however long it takes.
Yeah, he said that, but like in the end he kind of let Caroline do her thing and let her go.
Timing didn't work out. Sometimes it happens. They came back to each other.
Nope. My man's gonna wait 60 years for me.
Your man's gonna wait 6 years for you?
Yeah.
Or who's that? Oh, Damon. Oh,
Yeah.
my God, what are you talking about? Because Elena's in the sleeping cabin. I'm like, 60 years. So basically, in that scene, he's like, I think that you're worried, Caroline. I mean, Caroline's never going to forgive you. And he's like, I was like, you've done worse. And Damon's like, debatable. I do worse. Like, I have no problem being the bad guy. Because somebody needs to fill that role and get shit done. But you do it because you're just a dick. And he's like, debatable.
Where?
Then he's like, if you're gonna be bad with purpose. Otherwise, you're just not worth forgiving. And like, I kind of agree with that, but like, I kind of don't.
That's a good quote. I do.
I do, but it's not an excuse to be like, it doesn't mean you'll get forgiven. I'm just saying. Like, you can do it with a purpose, but it may still be unforgivable.
Maybe.
And basically,
I mean, in the real world, yeah, but if you're in a, like a dark romance kind of world, he can chop your cousin into pieces, and then, 6 weeks later, you're rolling around in bed together.
sounds fun.
It would
Just
be.
chopping up cousins. And I mean, that happens. I mean, Damon snaps Elena's neck. I mean, not Elena's. Jeremy's kills Jeremy without knowing he has the ring on. And she still forgives him. So, I mean, I guess it's like your dark romances.
Yeah, no. Didn't he come back to life and he's like, "You fucking killed me," or
Yeah.
something like
I don't really
that.
remember his reaction. But
He
I
was so
remember
mad.
Elena being pissed and then forgiving him like
Like
5 seconds later. Okay, it's like an episode later, but still, like, fucking stupid bitch. Well, I think
love
he's actually dying of like a werewolf bite. I don't know if that's the same thing.
I mean, but Elena's like the majority of girls.
Meaning.
Like, yeah, it's a little out there. It's dramatized and everything like that. But I think most girls can relate to being in love with a guy, him doing fucked up shit, and
I mean, at least at one point in a lot of girls' lives, yeah.
yeah. And at one point we're stupid and we're like, okay, I don't want to let you go.
Totally.
Yeah, we're stupid.
It happens. Sometimes it's not easy to let go. But like, you just let go, your life would probably be a lot smoother in the long run. Like, if I let go so much earlier when I knew I should have.
Are we talking about me or are we talking about the Vampire Diaries?
Talking about me, honestly. We can apply it to all three. It is what it is. And like he basically says, like they're both afraid to like not be loved by these two women that like bring out the best in him. Because like he's like, yeah, I think like you're in love with Elena, but you're afraid what's gonna happen when he finds the cure. Like when we get the cure, is she gonna go back to Stefan? Because all I see is a future with Stefan and Elena. I also love how Klaus ships them. How he's always like Stefan and Elena.
Is it just me, or did Klaus have a soft spot for Stefan?
Oh, honey. I think they fucked in the fucking 20s. I think like behind Rebecca's back, they were having like little quickies when she was off dancing. I like their scenes together though too, Klaus and Damon. I know I already said this, but I love how Klaus, like Damon isn't afraid of Klaus, even though Klaus would fucking wreck him if he really wanted
Yeah.
to. And I think that the confidence and the little sly remarks that Damon has makes him like very alluring. But Klaus is right. Klaus is right. There is an allure to darkness. What is this? What is, why are we like attracted to darkness? Instability. That's what. Who's your favorite ship with each of them?
Like I kind of had like I liked him and Caroline, especially because she was like the good girl and he was the bad boy. But I really like him and him and Cammy a lot. No?
I don't. I don't particularly like Cammy's role. I don't. I think the act. It's nothing against the actress. It's just I didn't like her role.
Yeah.
Her character wasn't it for me.
Yeah, it's like Caroline's character. It wasn't it for me.
Well, I identify with her, so. So I guess it really is it for you.
You're not it for me. But I mean, with Damon, obviously that would be him, and I really liked him and Elena's thing.
So I really did too.
Maybe it's because how obsessed he was with her. But I will add this, that even though it wasn't a
Bonnie.
romantic relationship, him and Bonnie's back and forth, like, hate each other, like each other. But, like, I feel like even though he did some fucked up shit, I feel like he really cared for Bonnie too.
Oh, he definitely did, especially like toward, I mean, he always did, even in the beginning. They were like scheming and shit together. They were doing all kinds of stuff. So I like Caroline and Klaus because I just do. But secondly, I also like Klaus with Aurora. I wish that they could have given us more of that if she didn't go like completely batshit crazy and like steal Rebecca and put her at the bottom of the ocean and then kidnap Cammy out of jealousy.
Yeah. I don't know. Cammy, I did like Cammy.
He did care about her and it was, but I just like him with like stronger, independent women who aren't like damsel-y and distressy. I like that he values those type of women.
So I think I like the damsel in distress characters, but also I like them. I don't want them to whine. I don't like them like whiny. So it's like maybe not as damsel in distress. I don't like them like whiny and stuff. Like I like them to be strong and independent, but I also like that them needing to be saved by this guy that's obsessed with them.
And Cammy is strong. She is a strong woman. Like, don't get me wrong. She's very strong, but she's just
She's also human.
also like, yeah, but even when she becomes a vampire, she's like not as bad as I wanted her to be. I wanted her to become like this. I don't know. And she didn't. She sucked.
Now, was there anyone that was truly like evil? Like, I feel like Klaus's parents, maybe they were the only ones that were like truly evil.
Definitely, they were evil. I think everybody was like they were evil, but they all had their own reasons.
Yeah, but they all had their like redeeming qualities, you know what I mean? Like even Klaus, like when Klaus first came in, you're like, oh. When Klaus first came in, you're like, oh my God, this guy's so evil, he's terrifying.
Right.
Like, but then, you know, he got redeeming qualities. I feel like his parents were the only ones that didn't really have redeeming qualities. Like his father was always a piece of shit.
Even Mike, I guess Michael did. Yeah, he started out being good though, like at
Yeah.
some point, because before Freya gets disappeared, that's what like ruined Michael, they say. Even Finn says that. Finn says, like, Freya, you don't understand. He's not the same as he used to be. Do you know who Freya is?
I think so.
Okay, so you need to watch the originals. Freya is okay, so basically Rebecca, Claire Holt. She doesn't want to be like in the show full time after the first season. She's not in the show. She's like in there, but like a guest star. So they
Yeah.
replace. So Elijah mentions in the Vampire Diaries that there are seven siblings. Like he, there are seven of them. Henrik dies, and their older sister was taken by pl the plague. Like she was dead. She actually wasn't. She was kidnapped by Dahlia.
Okay. Ira. Okay. Yep. It's ringing a bell now.
And she plays a bigger role. Like she becomes like the sister that's always there. They like used her to fill in, but she's a witch, so it's kind of like better because they have a witch now on their side. But
Yeah, but wasn't it, if I'm remembering correctly, wasn't there like, I almost feel like there was this feeling with, if I'm remembering correctly, that like Iris felt like they couldn't trust her completely.
at first, but then they warm up to her and she's like,
Yeah, because I was never like sure if she was gonna like be working with the other witches or not, or like I wasn't sure where her loyalties actually laid.
so like in the third, I think it's the third season when it starts and she brings home a guy and he's like, what's your name? Like Chad, Brad, let's call you Brody. Shall we discuss a dowry? Klaus says. And it's just like grilling this guy and like being the protective big brother. And it's kind of funny.
He's always funny.
They're like the same person, Klaus and Freya. But Klaus has more personality and Freya's like a dry wall, like paint drying. I mean, I don't know. Klaus is ruthless as fuck.
Yeah.
And he's a savage and he's a fucking sociopath, but he just, I wouldn't marry him though. I love him and he's like the love of my life, but I would marry Marcel before I married him.
Marcel, I liked Marcel.
I did too.
At first, I was kind of like, okay, this guy's cool, but who the fuck does he think he is? And then when you go on, you're
Then
like,
they tell
he's
you.
fucking awesome. Yeah.
And he's a Michelson, even though he's not, but he is.
Yeah. He's like an honorary.
Mike says like Cammy's a Michelson. I don't think she fits. Like Haley was a Michelson and Marcel was a Michelson, but I don't think Cammy.
I don't see Cammy being a Michael. No.
Well, like when she got with Klaus, so they all like.
No. I feel like Marcel was because he's in their like history. He was like a whole other brother to him, you know, except Rebecca, because they were doing the Twisted Tango.
I know, but like people want it, like even Caroline fit in better with the Magicians than fucking Cammy did. She just wasn't like a malicious. She couldn't do what she needed to do to get
No.
and I didn't like
I
that.
mean, if you can't, I mean, if you can't put your hand down someone's throat in someone's mouth and rip out their throat, like you don't belong with them, so.
No, definitely not. It's a good way to put it. Even Jackson was more of a Michelson than fucking Cammy, and he was not a Michelson at all. But he protected those he cared about and was like strong, and he didn't.
Yeah.
She was like, vampire dead. Her death was sad though. I did like her. Like, I don't get me wrong. I'm not completely hating on her. She just wasn't my cup of tea.
Yeah.
But I love that, like, they have a lot of things in common though. They do have like so many things in common. Like they're both in love with Stefan or like love Stefan.
That go back to
Yes. Dude, look at their chemistry. They definitely did something, okay? They were some type of something, and I was here for it. I wanted it so bad. They didn't give me any, and you know who else I wanted? It was Cammy and Aurora. They had some chemistry. They kind of like, I would have liked to see them have like some sex or something. They
It
were
was the CW. They didn't go that far.
not yet. It wasn't the time either yet. Now, but like in Legacies, everybody was hooking up with everybody. And in the originals, they had like more gay couples. They did have like one in The Vampire Diaries. I think Luke was the only one. I can't remember from 100% on that. And you don't even see him with somebody. And then they had like more. They had like Josh and Aiden, and then Josh with other people, and Keelan and Freya. But Legacies was like everybody hooking up with everybody. All the different, it doesn't matter. I liked it. They're both super protective, especially of their family. I wish that I just like Klaus because of like how he doesn't like to show who he is and how he's just like,
Yeah, he couldn't open up to anyone.
I like, well, I mean, he did sometimes, but like not really, not as much. Like Damon was different. Damon was like fun and like lighthearted. Klaus was just serious and fucking crazy. And always on a mission and always under attack and always ready to fucking attack and fight or flight. I mean, I guess it makes sense. He was always in a fight or flight state his whole life, like his childhood. I love how you see a soft side with
Yeah.
Caroline, though. She didn't really make sense, like how he came to like her. The only thing I can think of is like Caroline looks like his mother. Dude, it doesn't even make sense. Like if you.
I think she just intrigued him. She was the complete opposite of him. And I think he was just like
But they
attracted.
didn't even like have interactions before they fell in
Yeah,
love.
no, but I think he was just attracted to her, and I think he wanted to like corrupt her a little bit, and
I think she had mom he had mommy issues, and she's a blonde, strong lady. But he's like, so he compels Tyler. Well, he's like there through the sire bond thing, the werewolf sire thing. I want you to bite your girlfriend. And he's like, no, that will kill her. And then he does it anyways because he has no control over who he is because he's sired as a werewolf, which is different than
Yeah.
being sired as a vampire. And he just like bites her. And then he's like, let me in. Tell the sheriff to let me in. I'm going to save her. He's like, there's a whole world out there. All you have to do is ask. I love birthdays. Don't take it personal. You're just collateral damage. He's like, do you really think I would kill you on your, do you really think that low of me, I would kill you on your birthday? And she's like, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. I meet you another time and you killed my fucking boyfriend. you didn't even know if he was gonna survive. You threatened my other friend to fucking help, or they're all dying. Elena, Damon, Tyler.
I don't know why. The
I
last
like
5 minutes, I'm like, I feel like there's someone. No, like there's someone here with us. Like that there was. There's someone with you, but they're also with me. And I
maybe.
don't know.
That's like what? Tell me more.
I don't know. Like, I don't know who it is. I just heavy feeling in my chest. feel like someone's here.
Do you think we're being watched?
Can you not whisper that? Not as comfortably connected as I was back in January. You cannot whisper that when I just said, hey, I think there's a spirit with us.
Sorry, my bad. Anyways, I'm going to get back to this.
Don't fucking be creepy.
See, it's such a delay. Yeah, maybe there is. Maybe that's why our fucking shit's going crazy. Now I don't even know what to say. Oh, I like how, like, every time he struggles more. Like, Klaus, I think Klaus is more, like, okay with being the bad guy. And he's not bothered by it. Where Damon is, on some level, he's...
Yeah.
He pretends not to be.
I think Damon's bothered by it. I think, like, they both have issues.
Yes.
But I feel like Damon's issues makes him be the bad guy when sometimes he might not want to be the bad guy.
He's also just really impulsive.
Yeah.
I love the fight scene between them. Like, I think it's the first fight scene you really see between them, where there might have been one other one. But where Elena's trying to distract, they're in Chicago, and Elena is trying to vervain Stefan, and Damon is distracting Klaus. But it's like in season 3 when Stefan's the Ripper with him, and he takes the fucking little umbrella. Klaus is like, I'm sorry if I missed your heart, and he's fucking, it's gonna take me a few tries. This thing's kind of small. It's like the little umbrellas that are in the drinks. You look tired. You want me to let you go?
I'm a little tired, but this person won't go away.
Huh? Me? Oh, this person.
This person won't go away. No. Whoever the fuck's over here, they won't go away.
Well, who is it?
I've been avoiding. I haven't been talking to them.
Well, they're bothering you for a reason.
Shut up, Michaela.
I would want to know.
I think I'm avoiding because I think I'm avoiding because last time I was speaking to them, I kind of went a little bit too far down the rabbit hole. And now I think I'm just scared to go there again.
I mean, I think that you are feeling, I mean, I get it. I do get it.
I opened up some wounds I didn't have. I didn't know I had. And it just like, it put me out of commission for like 6 months. Like, I'm just kind of starting to get back to myself and not feel down every day. And now I'm like,
yeah.
You know.
I mean, it takes time. Healing takes time.
But they just stand there with their arms crossed, smiling at me. Like, they're waiting. And I'm like, they're creeping me out. And it's not even, like, when this first started, there was always girls. They were always like, supportive woman and stuff, and now they're like men. And I think Claire was right.
Well, what did Claire say?
Well, because it was always girls, and when I got pregnant with Oliver, that's when like the male spirit started to like come in more.
Oh, so she thinks it's because of,
and like because it's supposed to be like healing my perception of and men kind of thing, because I've never had like a good male role model or anything like that.
I can see that. That's why we're both attracted to like to these morally gray characters. What's your conclusion? Who do you prefer?
I mean, it depends. It depends on the question.
Me, Klaus, all day long. Damon's funnier, that's it.
Is it like, but what
it's
is...
It's just who's better for you.
The question.
For me, it's Klaus, all day, every day. He's eviler. He's like better at being evil. His delivery, Joseph Morgan's delivery is just like impeccable. It's just, everything about it is perfect.
Oh, so good.
His face expressions, and Damon's good too, don't get me wrong, like Ian Somerhalder plays like it's really good, but like his just, I like that you don't see as much of a redemption arc with Klaus like you do with Damon. His whole character just becomes like,
yeah,
what can I do for Elena? Ugh. Whipped. I'm just, And he struggles with that too. And then he's off murdering somebody else just because Alina doesn't have him anymore.
I mean, I guess the way I'm seeing it is if I put myself as like the female lead, which character I'd want to like to play my love interest, I think I would have to go with Damon. But I feel like there's so many areas of questions of like, who this, like, who's the most evil, who's, you know, the better, you know, romantic partner, who's, you know.
I mean, maybe Damon's a better, I don't know. I think Klaus is a better romantic partner. That's a really hard question. They're both not great. But I'm just, the things that fucking come out of Klaus's mouth to Caroline get me every time. He's like, you cannot love everything he says. Everything he says to her is like, you've never felt the fucking attractiveness that comes when somebody capable of doing horrible things for some reason is only attracted to you and only cares for you. And she's like, I did once when I thought he was worth it.
That's hot. That was hot.
I like everything that he says to her just draws in, and everything like don't get me wrong, like Damon and Alina have really awesome, they're adorable, cute moments. Like, I will always choose you if it comes to you and the witch again, it'll be you. Like, whatever. Everything, but it's just like, I don't know. I will wait for you however long it takes. Excuse me. Yeah. You let her distract you.
I guess for me, maybe it's his like redeeming qualities that like Damon could be changed and could be saved and like, you know, things like that, where Klaus is just like, I'm a bad motherfucker and no one's gonna change me.
And I love that about him though.
It take me as I am.
And I love that.
I do too.
Caroline knows that and still cares about him, and that's why she hates herself a little bit. She like feels like she doesn't want to like him, but she's attracted to him. And how could she not be? Like, she knew he wasn't the villain in her story. He's like, she literally tries to like distract him by killing him, and he doesn't care. He allows her to do it over and over. He's like, oh, you're gonna kill me? Oh, cool, I get to spend time with you, hey baby. Like, I would never let Tyler hurt you if you're still tired to me. So for me, it's Klaus. And even the way he is for Haley too. Like, I don't know. The way he's like just murders people. It's so much better than the way Damon murders people. Damon's funny. But like Klaus is like, it needed to be done. I'm doing it. Fuck with me.
I think the thing that makes me 100% not Klaus, like I love Klaus. Like I fucking love him. But I feel like, let's say I screwed up and it affected him in like some kind of way, I feel like he would put a stake through my heart and leave me in a coffin for 100 years and not forgive me.
Oh, that wouldn't work for you.
You know what I mean. But it's just like,
but he doesn't do that to any of his love interests. He's not like,
no, but
he is, you'd be afraid of it, I guess, but he's really not. Maybe Aurora, kind of, but she's also crazy too, so I like her. I want you to see.
I just feel like Klaus is so easily like
angry.
Can, yeah, so quick to anger, change, like, you know, you don't matter anymore. Like, he's just so like,
I don't know.
I don't know. Just, I'm explaining it so horribly. But just, I don't feel like Klaus is just like, I will burn down the world for you. I won't stop coming after you. Like,
are we watching the same show?
He's not that, like, you're mine.
I mean, like, he doesn't, I guess he doesn't force her into, like, loving him. But he knows she does. And he's like, I'll wait forever. I'll be here. I'm the alpha male.
Yeah. But I feel, yeah, maybe that's just me and, like, my books where it's just, like,
he likes strong, independent women. He likes women. He's like, you like, and he's the only person who pays attention to Caroline and knows that she's strong and that she likes being a vampire and that she would never take the cure. He said he's the only one who even asked her if she would take the care. And I love that. He loves strong women. He's like a very into strong women man. Not whiny little bitches like Elena. And you know what else I like about him? But he never fucking had a thing for Elena. That's what I fucking like about him the most.
No, I guess, you know, guess I just want him to be like, I'm obsessed with you. You're mine. No one else, a better dear, you know, touch you. Like, I guess I just love that touch her and die. She's mine kind of trope. And, you know, I feel like Damon feels that more for me than Klaus does. So
I can see that.
I feel like that's what it comes down to for me. Like, I guess I'm putting myself.
I think Klaus is more self-centered than Damon also regarding women, children. I mean, they're both like, we'll risk children's lives to get what we want. They're both a little fucking fucked up.
Yeah. Well, Klaus also had his own agenda and things that he just wasn't willing to give up on.
Like, what do you mean?
He was always like watching his back, and he needed to find this or he needed to find that. Where, and you know, that those kind of things always took the precedence over everything else. Whereas, you know, with Damon, he was just always obsessed with Elena, whether he could have her or not. It was always about her.
Yeah. Well, at first it was always about Catherine, and then it was always about her, because like when she wasn't in the tomb, he's just obsessed with a girl. Yeah. And it's weird that they happen to have the same face. And they were both in love with his brother first. It is really weird. Just like the fact that both Stefan and Damon are like into Elena and Catherine. And then even Tatia, when you think about Elijah and fucking Klaus, because of the doppelganger thing. I know. I'm really excited. I want you to watch the originals more, though.
No,
I just start from them. Start how you start.
Yeah. I have to start from the beginning. I don't know how long.
If you haven't finished the originals, you should definitely.
I don't remember. Like, because I feel like there was a time. I feel like there was a season where either it was supposed to be the last season or it seemed like it was the last season and it didn't come back like it was supposed to, and I thought that was the end, but then I found
they did shorter seasons the last two seasons,
and then I thought or they took like a long break and I thought it was like over, but then I'm like, oh, it's not over. And then I think I continued watching it, and I have no idea if I finished watching it or not. I don't know if I saw the final episode.
Gotcha. They could have done better. They definitely could have done better. So Caroline's in the last season, and I love it.
Because unless I just like really don't remember at all, like I don't remember Klaus. Yeah. But
you might want to like. Once you watch it, you'll know for sure.
Yeah, I have a feeling that I thought, like, I don't think I saw, like, the ending. I might have watched some of the last season, but I might have not seen the last episodes.
Elijah has amnesia.
That.
He, like, gives himself amnesia.
That kind of rings a bell, but both him and Klaus dying does not ring a bell.
Wow. Yeah, that was, it didn't need to happen.
Yeah.
They could have put it into somebody else. It could have just been Elijah or just Klaus, but it really should have just probably been Elijah.
Yes, like it should have been Elijah so that Caroline could have run off with him and fuck those kids.
Yeah, but no, so he could have been with his daughter and she could have fucking also done that, but also Elijah could have been with Haley, and I wanted that to get that last dance.
I didn't see him and Haley as like a couple, like I saw them like
Elijah and Haley.
What?
Elijah and Haley?
Elijah and Haley? Yes, Elijah. I thought you were saying like Klaus.
Oh,
and
Haley. I'm like, talking about Elijah and Haley. I wanted Elijah to die. Oh my god, I'm sorry. There's gonna be spoilers. Haley dies.
I I like the spoilers. They make me want to see it more.
I mean, anybody who listens to the podcast, you should probably expect spoilers. I say that in the beginning, so.
I like Haley's character. Well, I liked the actress because before she got onto the originals, the CW had a TV show. I forget what it was called, but it was about, like, witches. It didn't go past, like, one, I think only had like one.
I thought you were gonna say mermaid.
What? Oh yeah, no, she wasn't the mermaid. So I watched that too.
So was Rebecca. I love that.
Yeah, because I watched it, and then I remember I had watched it, and then I had Alex, and I had watched the originals, and then I had watched it again with her, and I'm like, wait a second, and then I go back, I'm like, oh my god, these are the same damn people. But. The actress that played Haley, she had.
Was it called The Secret Circle?
I think so. And it was a really good show, and they didn't pick it up for any more seasons. So when she came on the originals, I was like, ooh.
Interesting. Well, because she was on The Vampire Diaries first, obviously.
Mm. Yeah.
I wonder, I always want to know, like, if her role was on the show to introduce the show, or if it happened after the fact?
I don't think it was to introduce the originals.
I mean, that's what she ends up doing, because they take a side character and make her, like, a whole new show, and that's pretty sick.
If anything, I think, you know, once they saw the success that Klaus had,
oh my god, I know. But I think she didn't come in until season four.
No, but I think when they started, like, diving into the, you know, their history and, you know, all his, you know, his brothers and his, you know, sisters. And then when Rebecca came back, I feel like Rebecca was more of that catalyst towards the originals. Even though she wasn't really in the originals that much, I feel like when they started introducing the, you know, other brothers and sisters, that was more of them.
She was in The Vampire Diaries. They had a close, like, her and Klaus had a really good relationship. And then the first season, like, it was, she was, I loved her. I hated that she left. I'm almost done. I'm like, good night. I think Klaus. I think everything except for
Damon's funnier.
I think there's so many questions to be asked to be able to really choose. But for most of those questions that are rolling through my head, I have to choose Damon. Aside from Klaus is just the more evil one. And he does it hot as hell. And, you know, his smile and his accent and his jokes.
I know. His accent is, like, a big part of all of it.
Why it's like, you know, maybe I'd go have, like, a little fling with Klaus and then, you know, settle down 60 years later with Damon.
I know. Did Catherine ever, like, get with Klaus? Because they should have.
I don't think so.
She has, I don't know why that just came up, but she has, like, a fling with everybody except for him. And it's, like, weird for me.
Well, I think
she plays men, but, like,
yeah, but I feel like most of the men were easy to play and. Except Klaus, like.
Klaus didn't care, yeah. And he wasn't easily fooled.
Yeah.
And when he was being fooled, he just went with the punches.
Yeah.
And he let shit happen. Like how, for instance, Catherine had vervain from Damon, and when Damon got bit by the werewolf bite, Stefan's like, she's never going to take it to him. And he's like, I rarely get played for a fool, but, like, whatever, if you don't go, he don't go.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to end this, though, because my mouth really hurts, and I'm going to go brush my teeth.
Okay.
Is there anything else you wanted to add?
I appreciate you.
After I get through rewatching everything, we can do another podcast where I'm actually remembering shit, because it's been a lot of years since I watched it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, be fresh. I'm so down. I can't wait.
I watched less than 1 minute of the first episode, and I was rolling my eyes.
I mean,
I shouldn't have come back to my hometown, but I need to know her.
I'm a vampire, and this is my story. It's weird how it's his story, though. It doesn't feel like his story, even when it just doesn't feel like his story. It feels like it's Elena's story.
Yeah.
No, he writes it. Her story, actually.
Well, like, yeah, because they both write in like our journals or something, right?
Yeah, but she becomes a doctor because he wanted to be a doctor. She wanted to be a writer. But he ends up writing her story and she ends up becoming the doctor. And it's like kind of cute. As much as I don't love Stelena, I do. They have some cute moments.
So I'm definitely I'm curious because it, as I said, it's been so long. I'm wondering if I rewatch, any of my feelings will change.
I know. I was thinking the same thing. Mine didn't first. Damon and Elena, they didn't at all.
Like,
I still like Selena a little bit, Stefan and Elena, but
I will talk to you tomorrow.
bye.
Bye.